From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We are going to talk about stress in the workplace today and the question, how can I, as a leader, reduce that stress? You know, there's always going to be some level of stress from deadlines, from cranky customers, from competition. All of that is normal. So we don't want to add to it because people don't do their best work when they are constantly living under stress. Now, I think the solutions fall in two areas. Some are structural and some are personal from you, the leader. So let's talk about the structural solutions first. Number one is goal setting and priorities. If people don't know what the priorities are, everything is important and everything becomes urgent. You need to be quite explicit about priorities and goals. Next, you must be good at planning. Your organization can't be just-in-time thinking, which really sometimes is disorganization. We can be just-in-time as long as we have a plan that undergirds it. People need to know in advance what's expected of them and when. What are the deadlines? What are the benchmarks? Who else is involved? Do you have a good calendaring system? Do you have a good planning system that lets people feel comfortable about a work in progress? You also need to take a look at your workflow and your systems. How many hands are touching a product? How many people have to make a decision? Does that slow things down and cause stress for people who are just trying to get their work done? And finally, as a leader, do you have consistent standards for behavior? Doesn't matter if somebody is a superstar, that person has to follow the same standards as other people with regard to meeting deadlines and with regard to civility. We don't want people who think they can scream at somebody when they're unhappy about something because that adds to stress and doesn't raise quality. Now, what about personally? What can you do as a manager in terms of your own habits? Well, have you set priorities for yourself? Do you have focus? Do you micromanage and jump in and surprise people with your input when they're not expecting it and it may throw them off their game? Do you realize the power of your emails to disrupt people? You know, you may get a great idea in the middle of the night and you just want to send it out. And guess what? People receive that email that came at 2 in the morning, and they think that you expect them to be working at 2 in the morning as well. So you have to be very careful about the way that you send out information. You should give people an understanding that I don't need action right now, or this is just an FYI, don't stop everything you're doing to respond, unless you really want them to. Now, you really need to have emotional intelligence, because that emotional intelligence allows you to respond to mistakes in a way that doesn't make them blow up. You can be a person who explores why something happened to make sure it doesn't happen again, rather than exploding at people and making them feel small and frightened and consistently stressed. You also need to have emotional intelligence. Now, that's the ability to read people and to read a room, to look at a person and know that, they're acting out of pattern. They're quiet when they're usually talkative. Or to look at their body language and see that something isn't right. In those moments, you can give them the feedback that they need to reduce their stress. And you also need to be able to read a room. Did you ever walk into a room and you sense that it's just too quiet? Something must be wrong. Or you're hearing people snap at each other more than usual. Or sometimes they're just acting really silly and you've got to get them focused again. Now, you can be the person who makes certain that fun is a part of the workplace, but fun at the right times. That's emotional intelligence, and it goes a long way toward reducing stress. You see, your willingness to tell people that deadlines matter, well, that's important, and that a passion for quality matters, that's really important, and a desire to win really matters, that's important too. But you know what you should tell them matters most of all? A workplace that is high in quality and high in civility, creativity, and collaboration. and low on stress. Now that's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University in Chicago.